Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Real Estate Talk with Scott Nelson. I'm Scott Nelson of Wolfson Cutler Real Estate here in Medford, Massachusetts. Today is Sunday, November 28th, 2010. This show discusses real estate topics. The views you hear here are my own. This show is broadcast live and recorded on the internet. This show is broadcast from Medford, Massachusetts in the United States of America. The laws where you are may be different than here in Massachusetts. Please consult with a qualified attorney or real estate professional for the most accurate local laws and customs where you are. They are not necessarily endorsed by Wolfson Cutler Real Estate, Blog Talk Radio, or the Devia Toolbox Radio Network. I'm not an attorney. Legal questions require the legal opinion of a qualified attorney. Now, with that out of the way, today we are going to be talking with Mary and Dave of frontporchideasandmore.com. And it's a blog that I follow. And one of the things that I really enjoy is that they really cover in great detail front porches and their design, their functions, and also their decorations. And I'd like to say hi to you guys now.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing today?
Doing wonderful. And yourself?
Yeah,
we are
doing
fantastic.
Well.
Just came back from a Thanksgiving trip with our family.
That's amazing. Now, what is the web address of your website?
Well, the web address of our website is frontporchideasandmore.com.
So people that are interested in the decor and the design and the function of front porches, they can go there to your website and find ideas and different pictures and descriptions?
Absolutely. And an easier way probably to get to our website, Scott, is if people just Google front porch ideas, and we come up number one, number two, number three in Google. And
well,
yes,
that's awesome.
We are an informational website all about front porches and front porch ideas, and we have just tons of ideas and pictures, lots of pictures, to give people ideas on, you know, ways that they can decorate their front porch, that they can design their front porch, and we also talk about the anatomy of a front porch, like the railings, the columns, the flooring, the ceiling. You know, give you ideas and different options on porches, everywhere from small porches to big, large wraparound porches.
Yes, Scott. We also do. We also do have a lot on custom screen porches and porch enclosures too.
Because that's one thing I love about your site is that it's not just specific to like a small porch. It goes from small to large. And also, I love the holiday decorations that you guys put up.
We have a lot of holiday decorations. We have for all the different seasons of the year and for the different holidays. We even had holiday decorations for Veterans Day. And we had tons for fall. We just finished a porch decorating contest for the autumn and for Halloween. And actually, Scott, many of our ideas on our website come from our site visitors, because we have a way in which they can upload pictures to our site and create a webpage about their porch. So
awesome.
We get many. Yeah, it's really, really awesome. So we get lots of ideas from our site visitors. You know, they actually send us their pictures, and it's amazing how many people love to decorate their porches and how many people are proud of their porches. So we've come across just even a lot of people in the blogging world that, you know, love to change out how their porch looks throughout the year. And sometimes they even share how they do things on.
That's one of those things, like, for me, like, I grew up here in New England, and a lot of houses here have porches. And when I see some of these newer houses that they're lacking a porch, it kind of seems to me it's almost like a face that's missing eyebrows.
Absolutely.
Good correlation.
Well, Dave and I, we've always loved porches. We have Dave grew up with a big front porch, and I grew up with one. My grandma had a porch on her house. And there's just something about a porch that, you know, for a lot of people it evokes nice memories of, you know, your childhood or doing something with your parents on the porch or even playing on the porch. And
yeah.
Like you said, a lot of houses today don't have a porch, and there's a lot of charm factor that comes with the porch, and there's a lot of personality that it adds to a home.
Oh, exactly. And I remember my house that I currently live in has a smaller porch, but I've gone on like family vacations and stuff where we've been at houses that have had like the wraparound porches, like farmer porches. And it's just so amazing to being able to sit there on a nice comfortable chair and just relaxing, enjoying the silence of the whole family just being there.
Yeah, we talk about the power of a porch. You were talking earlier, you used the analogy about the face without an eyebrows, and so we have a lot on our site about using your porch to actually sell your home. Which is being able to stage it and being able to draw attention to it is a big seller for a lot of people. And
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, that's curb appeal. Yeah, it's
the curb appeal goes way up with a porch.
Yeah, it really does. It really doesn't matter. I mean, if you have a small porch, you can turn that into something that's really an eye candy kind of for your home. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter the size of it so much. It's how you use it and what you can do with it. Using color, creating a focal point, those kinds of things can really, really make a big difference. Sometimes it's just as simple as painting a front door a vibrant color and really draw your eye to it and do that. So porch has a lot of value in the real estate area.
Our son and his wife recently sold a home not too far from us, and their home had a porch, a real small kind of nondescript porch, and we kind of took it upon ourselves as a little challenge to see what could we do to that small porch to kind of bring up the curb appeal a lot. So Dave and I did a porch makeover on it.
And who better for that?
And we didn't spend a lot of money on it. It really was more just a little bit of taking the time to look at it and figure out what could be done. But, we put a pretty wreath on the front door. We hung a hanging basket with some flowers from the porch. We painted the porch. It was just a plain concrete porch, and we painted it and painted the foundation around it. We added a few potted plants, and I think we have a little wall art, didn't we?
Yeah, we used wall art to create a focal point on it, and we created I had some scrap lumber, and it just took me about a couple hours to make a little bench that we painted, and a complementary color to the house, mm-hmm. And we used that because one of the things, you know, in selling a house, or no matter what, you mentioned it before about sitting on a porch, is even a small porch can accommodate a little bench or a seat. Seating area.
Oh, absolutely.
To sit down. So when people came to look at that house, they had a place they could sit. It had a big driveway for the kids to play in. So it's nice, and you know, the real estate agent can get them to sit there for a second and envision their kids out playing in that nice big driveway. That makes a nice selling point. So you know, it's the little things that count. So
it didn't
take as long.
It helps people personalize the home.
It sure did.
Yeah,
sure does.
Definitely.
Sure does.
Yeah.
And so when you have a larger porch, you obviously have a lot more options. But even smaller porches, which most people have today, you can do a lot with.
And I think, Scott, that their house sold in about 5 weeks or something like that, which...
For this area, it was pretty good.
And it was, you know, it's like last summer, but for this area, very, very good.
So we can't say it was because of the porch, but we know that the porch helped.
Yeah, oh, no, absolutely, no. It's one of those things that... When I come to a house and it doesn't have a porch, it just kind of feels incomplete.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it's like one of those things. It, even if it's just keeping the rain off your head, it can be something very simple and just really, you know, just it just really makes that curb appeal.
Yeah, it sure does. Another thing a lot of people need to consider, too, is the entrance to the porch. Is the walkway and the step area. In landscaping that out, that makes a huge improvement, and it's relatively inexpensive to do. And it can be as simple as, you know, a lot of people have sidewalks need repaired, or they need to put in some pavers to make a sidewalk or something like that. That makes a big difference as you lead up to the porch. And of course, landscaping around the porch, too. And we have a lot of that on our site. We have a whole landscaping around your porch section on our site that has lots of ideas.
That's one of those items that I really like to follow up on is, you know, like with the different regions especially, but also the different ideas of different types of plantings that can really bring out and focus on your porch.
Oh, absolutely. It makes a big deal, especially, you know, region by region. Mary and I have been fortunate enough. We lived all over the United States, but I think almost from corner to corner.
We have.
And across the middle. So we've had that opportunity to be in a lot of different places and live in a lot of different homes and a lot of different geographical zones for plantings. And around here, a lot of people, and most places, stick to what's traditional. But every once in a while, you'll see them add a little bit of something that's unique to that. So you can, you know, for landscaping, there's just lots of things you can do. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money either.
Yeah, that's one of those things I found from your website that it's really surprising that the cost of a lot of the decorations, the styling and stuff, it's not major investments of money.
No, it's not. To make even just for yourself, you just want to do it for your own enjoyment, to be able to relax in your porch. There's lots of things you can do. We have a lot of things. A lot of people send us ideas on our porch about how they make everything from making their own cushions, you know, all-weather cushions to decorations for their porch and things, which we're kind of craft people anyway, so we like to do things ourselves. But and there's also things that you can purchase, obviously, for your porch.
Absolutely.
Lots of ideas, and people send us all the time, so it's just fun going through and seeing what other people have done.
And sometimes
I especially love your Halloween decorations and the Christmas decorations for the porches.
Oh, yeah. Halloween, that is a big holiday anymore.
Yeah.
Many people are just over the top of Halloween. So, like I mentioned, we just finished a contest on that, on Halloween and autumn decorating. And now Christmas, you know, many people decorate their porch for Christmas or their whole house. So we love getting pictures from our site visitors on what are you doing with your porch for the holidays, you know, whether it's just putting up a beautiful wreath on your front door or wrapping lights around your railings or, you know, any kind of displays that people put out. We love to see pictures of them.
Yeah, we just put a new picture on our homepage that's a Christmas holiday decorated porch in the snow. It looks real pretty, and that came from one of our site visitors.
So we
like getting those. Yeah. So we
I think that's one of those things that, like, for me, I love the holidays. And, like, especially here in New England, we love to light up our houses. And it's one of those things that just makes the holiday that much more enjoyable. And we drive around looking for houses that are decorated.
Oh, my goodness, we do too.
Yeah. Just a good idea. So we try to have as many of those as we can, so we always solicit and welcome pictures from our site visitors for their porches. So we have all kinds, because people have all kinds of porches. So that works.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've noticed that a lot of people are very clever and crafty when it comes to just putting ordinary items on their porch but turning it into something very pretty. Like on the porch on our home page, I can see that they put a bicycle near the front porch and they have it decorated and it's a little bit snowy. And, you know, I've seen sleds and ice skates that are just hung up decoratively on the front porch that just, you know, nostalgic and beautiful.
At my house, we keep the sled out there just in order to ward away the snow.
Good. Yeah, you know, talking about decorating, you know, and designing porches, we have a whole design section on our site, of course, and we talk in there. I talk in there about what most people don't think about too often is your electrical requirements on your porch. And so, new porches that are being built, and even you can remodeling a porch, is you want to consider possibly about your electrical needs, because now as many people decorate for different seasons with lighting, whether it be Christmas, you know, that's a big one, but so is Halloween, mm-hmm. and even autumn and some other holidays. Is that, you know, putting electrical receptacles in your ceiling on the end of your eaves so that when you're putting up lights, you don't have to string cords all the way down to a lower receptacle near the foundations. So
exactly, that's what I run into in my house, is we have to string on these the extension cord over from the side of the house and up and around. And like down south in Florida, like my parents have the porch that has the ceiling fan built into it.
Sure.
Oh, for sure.
And so when you're either remodeling or designing a porch, you know, you kind of go through those steps and think about how you're going to use it and what you're going to use on it, and then you can do your plan your electrical needs accordingly.
That would make life so much easier when it comes time for Christmas lights at my house.
Oh, really? Yeah, it really is a neat feature. A lot of new homes have that kind of built in most of the time that I've seen here lately. But you can even do it on a remodel, because running that electrical to those outlets is not that big a deal, not that, you know. Of course, electrical work is expensive as it is, but it's not extremely expensive to do that for a porch.
No, especially where you're already doing that as part of the construction.
Sure.
And nowadays, there's a lot of amenities that people like to have on their porch, too, like, an electric fireplace, possibly, or there's some really nice outdoor lamps, floor lamps and table lamps. When we had a home in Nebraska that we had built, we had a speaker system out on our porch so we could listen to our stereo system out on our porch.
So you could have music and everything out there. And.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really nice. And so there's, you know, if you have a big, large enough porch, you can screen part of it in. A lot of people do that. Can screen a portion of it in or create a porch and use a porch enclosure for that purpose. And now you're talking about being able to add outdoor fireplace on a porch. You can add even flat screen TVs, outdoor TVs. You can do that out there. So depending on the design and location of your porch, there's just lots of different options that people have done.
Because that's one of the things that I see more and more is, like, maybe not so much in the Northeast, but I see people like in the South, Midwest and stuff, they're expanding their living area and their homes out onto their porches by including stuff like flat panel TVs, overhead fans and stuff, and also, screening it in so that the mosquito season doesn't interfere with the enjoyment.
Yeah, absolutely. Extend your outdoor time and... it's probably one of the most economical, at least expensive, additions that you can do to a home to add space, because the porch is not that expensive to build, and you can do a lot with it. So you just have so many options.
One of our sons had a nice porch on his home, you know, a pretty long porch that went across the width of his home, but it wasn't
one of those long, narrow.
It was a narrow porch, so when you came out on it, if you had chairs lined up. You had to maneuver around the chairs, so they more than doubled the width of their porch. So now instead of it being 4 feet, it's nine feet. It's like having an extra room in the house, and they have four children, so it gives them like an extra place to play outside that's safe, but it's really roomy. And now they've got a. You can put as many chairs or a porch swing out there as you want, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, you'll see that when we see it down the country in different places, but they'll put the porch on, and this is like a country porch, what you typically think of as a country porch, is a two-story home. And then the porch is only like, it's a facsimile. It's only like 4 foot wide, as Mary said. It's only 4 foot wide, and you put a chair there, and you can't maneuver. So we took the old porch off. Well, we didn't take it all down, but we took the roof off, and we extended the floor out 5 more feet, put a roof back on, put the columns back on, and now they have a huge place.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing they did, which is pretty neat, because our grandkids are little, they're a few years old, up to 9. And so what we did is we took a section of railing, and they have a staircase on both ends of the porch for easy access from either direction. And what we did is we took a section of railing on that. We hinged it to the existing railing at the steps, and put casters on the other end, and now we have a gate, and when it's shut, it looks like a full railing around the entire porch. So,
and that way the little guys can't hop off the porch.
No, they came
right.
out. Now they have a 9 foot, I think it's 42 foot long, so 9 by 42 foot play space that they can
wow.
go out when it's, you know, playing or something, they can go out there and play. So
and
it's really
pretty
charming,
nice.
Very
and
nice.
Beautiful landscape in the front of it with just, you know, native plants that look nice all the time.
And what's neat is on our site, I took lots of pictures of that whole process. But we do have a video out there on our site. It's
mm-hmm.
called Build a Porch in a Minute.
Mm-hmm.
And we reduced it down to 1 minute. Well, it's just a little over a minute. A minute and a couple of seconds of them taking the old porch off and building the new porch. So it's a pretty neat little video.
Yeah, because it's one of those things that's really amazing how the right porch for the right house can really bring out the whole character of the home.
Oh, absolutely. We have something kind of new on our site where you can take a picture of your existing home. You know, let's just say that you don't even have a porch on your home, and we have a landscape architect that can take that picture and add a porch on it, kind of like give you a 3D conceptual visual picture of what your home would look like.
With new landscaping.
And new landscaping. And it's like when you look at it, you look at the before and the after, and it's just like a big wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So that go ahead, Scott.
So now you guys are doing this full time.
Yes,
yep.
We are.
We do.
We are. Our site is really
yeah.
No, because like
young.
A lot of times you'll see a lot of times I find like bloggers and website hosts that are doing this like in addition to other jobs.
Oh,
you guys are like elbows deep or even neck deep into your site and everything.
Yes, we are. Well, yeah. our site is just really not quite 2 years old. So it's really pretty young still. And we both had corporate jobs a while back. In fact, I left my corporate job in May of this year, and now we're both working full-time on our website. We work primarily from our kitchen table, just very much a mom-and-pop operation. But we wake up excited every morning and just have a blast coming downstairs to open up our computers and plan what we're going to do for the day. And so we now are very, very fortunate to have the flexibility that we can either work from home or we can work from anywhere. So we take our porches on the road. We've spent, gosh, how many weeks this summer?
Oh, I don't know.
Most of the summer
we were on the road.
We were on the road where we travel and go visit different towns and take pictures of porches and put them on our website.
It's a tough job walking around on Monday morning in Charleston, South Carolina, taking pictures of porches, but that's what we do. So we've been to Charleston, Savannah, Cape May, New Jersey, the D.C. area.
I really enjoy Savannah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Savannah's
yeah.
wonderful.
Wonderful place.
It is
yeah.
fantastic.
Especially those
place.
Plantation homes.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yes.
And Charleston has its side porches, which it's known for. Just beautiful.
Now, where would you guys say you guys find, where are your favorite porches?
Oh, wow. Where are our favorite porches?
Well, I don't know. Cape May, New Jersey has a whole community of Victorian porches. That was pretty neat walking around there and doing that. That was beautiful. Victorian homes and Victorian
yeah.
porches.
We went there in early June, and I tell you, we were just pinching ourselves because you just literally walk up and down streets, and every house you want to take a picture of.
It's gorgeous.
Just so gorgeous. Beautiful colors and Victorian styling.
Well, we found beautiful porches everywhere. I mean,
yeah, really,
I don't
know
if we have a favorite location, but I mean, if you want, you know, a southern plantation home porches, then, of course, obviously Charleston, Savannah area are known for that. Cape May, Scott, like I said, the Victorian
mm-hmm.
community. But we've been, we traveled through Ohio, and we've been in small towns, large cities, and it's just amazing some of the porches we've seen.
We even have beach porches.
Oh, beach, yeah, beach.
Beach homes.
Great. Yeah,
that's one of those things that, like, kind of sets off a beach home is that that view of the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we were in Lewes, Delaware, and it was just amazing. The beach homes and the porches, that was incredible. Well,
we also like porches on log cabins, too.
Yeah.
We have a section on log homes and log cabin porches. So I don't know that we have a favorite place.
I don't know.
There's
just
so many porches. But here's kind of something that's very interesting to us, and I bet will be interesting to people listening as well. Is, you know, we look at our website statistics, and we try to figure out where do people, you know, where are our visitors coming from? And almost from day one, the largest concentration of people visiting our site comes from a city in the United States that just astounds us.
That it would be for porches.
That it would be for porches. Do you want to take a guess, Scott?
I wouldn't even begin to know where.
Well,
close to you.
You know, we thought that it would be maybe like Savannah or
in the South,
or, you know, somewhere in the South, or I don't know.
The Malden West End.
Yeah.
Actually, it's in New York City.
New York City.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, we're really surprised by that, and you know, we're wondering, is it because, you know, people are dreaming of porches, or do they have like small city porches that they want ideas for? You know, we're not sure, but we we love that we get a lot of people from New York City.
We love that we do.
Wow.
That's awesome. And we would love to.
Because I was going to say, you guys should come up here to the Medford-Malden area for the Malden West End, where they have a lot of older Victorian homes.
Wow, we would love to do that.
Yeah, we always like ideas. We need people to tell us.
Yeah, no, it's one of those areas that was built around between like the 1890s and the 1930s, and they have very ornate homes.
Wow.
And you even see multiple porches on homes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like the, you know, side porches. Well, we like porches of all kinds. We focus mostly on front. We'll have the sides and the wraparounds and
Screen porches.
But yeah, that would be awesome to come and visit in your location.
One of my favorites, though, I have to say, is down in the Hamptons in New York City.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, when you have those amazing homes with those gigantic porches that are like overlooking the ocean there.
Yeah. I bet you.
That's going to have to be on our list of places to go.
Okay.
And it's one of those things that, like, if I'm just, like, walking around and I see a home that just, like, really takes my breath away, I like to just, you know, even with my cell phone, just snap a picture. And it's, you know, just something just to remember.
Absolutely. We were just in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and walking around some shops in the arts and crafts area, and Dave and I were drawn to some beautiful pictures that they had hanging up of houses with big porches. Like
so
said,
it's a real draw.
It kind of attracts you.
Real draw. We have a friend here that is a builder of front porches, and we asked her what the three must-haves for a perfect porch. And her three things when she's building something, the three things she tries to do is a porch for easy maintenance. She uses natural or artificial breezes. In other words, either she uses situates the porch to capture the breeze, or
uh-huh.
she has fans. And then the other one is really comfortable furniture, and you mentioned that earlier. It is really comfortable furniture. And
I
do think one piece of furniture that's kind of taken off, we've got a lot of interest in, is swing beds. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. But yeah, they're just larger swings, but they can accommodate somebody laying down. And it's great for taking a nap on the porch. They're called swing beds.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's like one of those things, like you know, like you can just sit there and read a book and then just fall asleep as you, you know, as you just relax in the breeze.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great.
That's right.
A couple of years ago, because we don't do this often because we're pretty busy, but a couple of years ago, we were on a friend's cabin up in the Smokies. And I actually sat on the porch all day in a rocking chair. I mean, all day long. That's all I did. And it was great.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of for nice large porches that have rocking chairs or Adirondack chairs, you know, something that you can kick back and just relax and enjoy, like when you're seeing like everything out there and just enjoying that slight breeze and the warmth of, you know, your friends and your family.
Yes, and, you know, there's a lot of neat things you can do on the porch, too. Like, I remember with my grandma playing checkers on the porch. You know, just little games and listening to music. And the other thing that's nice is sharing time with your neighbors. You know, nowadays a lot of us don't know our neighbors very well, but if you have a porch swing or just a nice, comfortable place to sit, you know, it's great to invite your neighbor over or your family and just sit and talk.
I hope I'm not repeating myself, but building communities with porches.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, a lot of developers have built communities in various cities and towns where the whole community is, all the homes have porches and sidewalks. Kind of going back to that era of time when that was more prominent. Trying to create, you know, community atmosphere. So we're seeing a big resurgence of porches. It hasn't gone away, although a lot of homes today are built without them or with very small porches. I think a lot of people, at least our site, a lot of people we know that we communicate with really enjoy having a porch or would like to have a porch.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of those things I think that it's less threatening than, say, going over to your neighbors and just sitting down, going into their homes and visiting. But if, you know, you just pop by and, you know, you sit on the porch together, it's one of those things that it really brings the community together.
Yeah, it sure does. And you know, a lot of people don't know, they have porches and they may not have, you know, they may be decorated. I mean, they exist. They're there. But there's so many options that they have as far as fixing them up pretty economically. For, you know, if you want a new floor, if your floor is worn, you can get interlocking deck tiles. Those are that's a really neat product that's available on the market. And they come in different patterns and designs to look like different materials. They're really a great product for porches. You can't use
durable
them on steps
too?
Because you can't use them on steps because they float. But you can use them on your porch, and that really works out. It makes a big difference. There's custom skirting. We think of it as a lattice work, you know, hide the foundation of your porch. Well, now they have custom skirting, which you can get it in any design that you can come up with. They can usually make it for you, and they have a custom
colors.
And lots of colors. You know, those are available today. There's just so many products. You know, people want to, you know, screen in part of their porch. That's an easy do-it-yourself job for most people, because the products out there, like screen porch windows, that's a neat product. You can convert you can have a screen porch, plus you can have a three-season porch. Well, even in New England, to extend your year out, that works well.
Well, especially like during the spring and summer, like just to be able to have the relief from the mosquitoes.
Oh, sure.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. We know about the house we bought.
Oh, Dave and I, when we lived in Nebraska, we actually bought a house just because of the screen porch. I mean, we liked that. The house we did like.
We liked it.
But it wasn't the house that sold us. It was the screen porch.
Really?
We lived in that house for 4 years, I believe. And I tell you, we have the best memories in that house because we spent so much time on our screened porch. We had, our kids were a little older. They're teenagers, and they had friends over on the screened porch. We did a lot of entertaining just with our friends coming over for dinner or for coffee. And Dave and I also took advantage of sleeping out on the porch.
We slept out there a lot.
It's one of those things that a screened porch doesn't just have to be for insects. It can also be just a slight windbreak.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And then even on a porch, I mean, either a screen porch or a porch is another big fashion thing right now. I don't want to say it's a fashion thing, but a very good product, porch curtains, I'm sorry, is really good.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen those up in New England, Scott, but around here you see it quite a bit, are just some lightweight, wispy porch curtains that they can be functional as well as just, you know, attractive. They can, you know, kind of keep the sun out when it's really warm in the summer, but they also just add a little bit of whimsy look to your porch and kind of float in the breeze.
They work really well. Porch shades are another product that's really good,
mm-hmm.
especially blocking the wind and sun.
When I was back in the between the 60s, 70s, and 80s, my family had a place up in New Hampshire with a bunch of my other family members, and everyone had these, you know, built-on porches to their trailers. And one of the things that everyone did was they put on blinds.
Wow.
So it was, you know, at the time, it was very popular for those bamboo, those roll-down bamboo
blinds. Oh, yeah, I remember those. Yeah, I remember those. Nowadays, they have some really neat, sophisticated
mm-hmm.
blinds and shades that are really attractive.
At the time they were the rage, but you know to this day I still remember them.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
We had the opportunity to sit down with Nancy Moore. She's an owner of the porch company here in Nashville, and we feature a lot of her custom porches on our website just to give lots of great ideas. And we asked her, you know, if you don't have the money to actually build a custom porch on your home, what are some ideas that people can do with their existing porch to kind of rev it up and, you know, add a little more appeal to it? So here's her three ideas, and I think that they're just great. The one is just paint your porch, or, you know, give it some color to make your porch look like it goes with your home. Another idea is to get a nice indoor-outdoor rug to warm it up. And now there's plenty of those
beautiful
rugs on the market now.
Yeah, so it's not like that AstroTurf flooring.
No, they're beautiful rugs with, you know, real pretty patterns. Some of them are reversible. They come in all different sizes and different price points. And the third thing she said was to add outdoor curtains to soften the look of your porch. So, you know, if you didn't have a large budget and you want to take your existing porch and just give it more curb appeal and update it, those are some great ideas.
No, and that's one of those things that, like, with the curtains, I mean, it can give you that personal feel and at the same time some privacy and at the same time something that the neighbors aren't doing.
Yeah, that's correct. And it works out really great, too, if you don't want to really see your neighbor or you want some more privacy, whether you like them or not. If the curtains add a little bit of privacy to your area also, they fulfill that need.
Sometimes, like, you want to be out on the porch, but you may not want to be totally out in public.
That's correct. We talk a lot about creating, if your porch is large enough, a privacy area for if you just want to have a little nook where you kind of decorate it with your own personal mementos and things and create your own little corner where you can sit and read or relax and enjoy a glass of wine without, you know, just have some privacy on your porch. And we talk about how to create that kind of mood there. Or if you want to have a little area where, you know, you and your husband or friend just want to, like a bistro table and chairs, and you want to have a little dinner out there without being disturbed. So we talk about ways you can kind of decorate and move furniture and things around to create those spaces, just like you would inside your home.
Yeah, because one of my clients, he had, excuse me, sorry about that. He actually built, his wife did not like his pipe smoking.
Yeah.
He built this little space off of their home, off of their porch, where he and his buddy could sit there and smoke a pipe together.
Yeah, that's great.
And it was outside the house. It didn't blow back in the house, but he had analyzed the wind patterns of the area and just found this one spot where he extended the porch and just had his own little pipe smoking area.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
That's really neat.
That's good.
But it was just one of those things that he thoroughly enjoyed. Like, he liked the porch that they already had, but he didn't want to interfere with his wife's tastes, so he just built something around the corner from the original porch.
It's like an outdoor man cave.
Exactly. He even had like this. He had a chair that was built, or he got it from like some sort of auction. That was a left and right chair, and in between there was a nice large table that had a pipe caddy.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know what? He was thrilled.
Yeah, I
bet.
Great idea. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, creating your own spot on your porch.
Yeah. But it's just like one of those things, like he could be over on the one side with his family and stuff, but there were times when, you know, he just wanted to go off to the other side and enjoy his hobby. And, you know, it's something that, you know, nobody else had to be interfered with. And he just thoroughly enjoyed that part about his home.
Yeah, that's really good. It reminds me of some of the pictures and things we've gotten in that people have tailgate parties on their porch.
Yeah.
People come over, watch the game on the porch, and they're hooting and hollering in the front yard on the porch, and they're just having a great time during game day. So that's another way to do it.
We've got some design ideas, Scott, for people who are just thinking of building a porch, or maybe they're building a home right now. Just some things to be thinking about if you're going to have a porch in your home. And so some of those ideas are like, you know, to think about how would you use your porch? So would it, you know, would you use it to actually to entertain or to spend time out there or to smoke your pipe or to read books? And also think about, like, how many people would you like to accommodate on your porch? You know, that will help you to determine what size your porch would be. And then also kind of think about what kind of furniture will you have on your porch and how would you like to place the furniture on your porch? And how do you see the traffic flowing on your porch? That'll help you to decide where doors should be. And another thing that people often don't think about is that consider where the sun is going to be. I know we have a deck on the house that in the summer, the sun is there most of the day. And so we only can enjoy it really in the morning and in the evening. So
yeah, because that's one of those things that, like, I see, like, those, you know, like, they have those, like, canvases that come out.
Yeah.
Not quite as enjoyable as, you know, like, a real porch.
Oh, sure.
You know,
yeah.
Decks are amazing, but, you know, when you need a roof,
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So, you know, to think about that. And if you're going to have the sun all the time in the summer, you might want to think about having a side porch if you have room or, you know, or having some way to protect you a little bit from the sun. But also think about breezes because it's really nice to be sitting out there where you can feel the breezes coming across.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the things that's really amazing here in the Northeast is the summer evening breezes.
Yes.
You know, just sitting there having a nice lemonade and, you know, just feeling that breeze just moving past you. Because your house may have absorbed all that heat during the day, but your porch still gets that nice, cool breeze coming by.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what a lot of people don't realize, too, is the porch is a pretty, and you can use that as an energy saver also. Depending on how you locate it on your home, I mean, it can block the sun and keep the lower level cooler. During the summer months when the sun is shining in that front. So a lot of people, you know, when you design it, you kind of take those things into consideration of actually how it can save you some energy.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, you know, because you're not getting a lot of the infrared light coming in through the windows.
Yeah, that's correct. So it can be, in some places, it can be can save you quite a bit of money in the long run for that. We had I'll give you a quick example. We had someone write us one time a while back, and she had a large wraparound porch, and it was a large porch. And her front door was kind of like in the middle of the porch on the front side, and then it wrapped around on the right. And so she had asked, what do I do with this? Because she had a lot of space, a lot of great space. So what we did...
That's the problem we'd all like.
Yeah,
to
spend a lot of space.
Yeah,
beautiful
well, that, exactly. That, you know, like that's where I sit there. I'm like, because I have small porch envy.
Yes.
For people that have big porches, I'm just like, oh, please, I could fill that up in a minute.
Yeah. Well, what we did is we created a privacy area on the left side of the porch, to the left of the door. It was designed so that there could be some privacy there, and they could have dinners out there and enjoy that, or, you know, glass of wine or whatever for that area. And in the front, we gave them some ideas to create kind of like a foyer inside your home. We created a foyer outside your home as you went up the steps to the front door, and we used furniture, we placed furniture and told her how to do that on the right side of the door to create a conversation area. So people came up and they just wanted to sit and relax. They had a whole area there with a sofa and chairs, table lamps, and things to be able to enjoy conversation. And then as we took her around the porch, we created an entertainment area where the kids could play games or do all kinds of things like that, or entertain. If it's teenagers, they could have their friends over and more comfortable, relaxed seating over there. And then the end of it was near the kitchen, and so we created kind of a dining area for the whole family on that side of it, so they could walk out of the kitchen and they'd have a whole place where they could sit out and eat. And so that's just, you know, one way we divide it into rooms, just like you would in your home.
Wow, that sounds phenomenal. I mean, and it also, it's one of those things that opens up the property that the home is on to actually further extend even further from there.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't feel like so like closed in by the walls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a real open feeling.
It does extend your living space, for sure.
Another neat feature, we talked about dining a little bit, you know, creating a little dining area. And another thing that's, there's some other great products are outdoor chandeliers over tables. We've seen that, and that's a real nice addition to a porch because it looks really nice at night. A pretty exterior chandelier.
Yeah, can you just picture driving by a home in the evening with a chandelier turned on above a bistro table?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh yeah, I mean, just like you're like the couple of or you and your friends are sitting around a nice fancy, you know, like like you're saying, bistro table or even like a smaller table.
Sure. Yeah, it's really,
it definitely sets that like ambiance and also sets a real mood for the whole property.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it just makes you wish that you were on the porch with them.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I find in real estate is people buy homes they aspire to.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not looking for the current place that they're already living in. And when you can have something that's really special that sets off a section of a home for a lifestyle event, people are really, really attracted to that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
we found that to be true for us.
Dave and I, we find that, you know, when we drive around looking at homes, that we'll even turn our car around if we see a house with a porch that we like. And this was before we had our porch website. This is something that we've done for years and years, is that we just love to look at homes with porches.
Yeah, we say it's very hard to not look at a nice porch.
Uh-huh.
It's just really hard to go past a home and not look over and what draws your eye to that home when you're going down the highway or back road. You look around and you see that porch. It's the first thing that comes to mind, first thing you see. So it really does have its appeal.
For me, it's like one of those things, like when I was in Savannah, there were so many porches I would just love to sit there and have a nice iced tea on.
Yeah.
You know, just like, I don't know the people, but just to knock on their door and just say, hey, can I just sit on your porch and enjoy a nice iced tea?
And it's
just one of those things, it's so inviting.
Yeah. We pass here in Nashville, we pass a subdivision once in a while, and it has some very, very fine homes in that subdivision, very expensive, beautiful homes. But there's one home in there, very large home, and it sits back from the road, and of all the homes you look at, it's the first one your eye catches, and it has double porch, lower porch and an upper porch. And it is just gorgeous. And of all the homes in there, it's the one with the porches. And your eye is immediately drawn to that home.
Really?
Oh, it's absolutely, yeah, it's just gorgeous. And all the homes are beautiful, but that one just happens to be just the curb appeal of it.
It just pops to you?
It just pops, yeah, it just pops out. It just stands out.
Because one of the places I really enjoyed was up in the Pacific Northwest. Some of the craftsman bungalows that they have
Yeah.
that have these amazing, like, really deep and large and ornate front porches.
Yeah, we have a whole section on that on the site on Craftsman Porches. It's one of our favorites, too.
Yeah.
Those homes are beautiful. They're just beautiful homes. We love the porches and the columns and that's the kind of porch I kind of grew up on, was a large porch like that.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It wasn't exactly a Craftsman home. It was the same type of porch. It was a large porch, and I grew up on that porch. And I guess that's what drawn us to it.
Yeah, we went back this summer and even drove by and took a picture of it.
Yeah, we have my porch. I think it's on our site somewhere.
Wow.
The porch I grew
is
up
the,
on.
Is the house still in your family?
No. That was a long, long time ago. But the porch is still there.
It's kind of amazing, like when you look back at the homes you lived in, and you get to see when you were little, the porch might have seemed gigantic, and now when you come back and it seems not the same, but it's still one of those things that you just remember all that enjoyment there.
Yeah, that's really great. So a lot of people ask me. We tell them, well, we have a porch on, we have a website on front porches, and they give us an odd look.
Like, we have what?
But we have a lot of fun with it. It's been fun working on it. We've met a lot of people.
I think it's one of those things. You guys have a very specific website, but at the same time, it attracts so many people, and it's just one of those things that I'm addicted to, like watching your website and keeping up on the feeds and stuff, because you guys always manage to find something new and interesting every week.
Well, thank you. Well, we can attribute a lot of that to the people who visit our site, because as we mentioned earlier, we get a lot of ideas from people who either ask us questions about their porch, or they submit pictures to us and tell us about how they decorated, or they'll show us a before and an after picture, which we absolutely love those, of how they took their porch from A to B. Dave and I do a lot of the research ourselves, but we have to give a lot of credit to the people who come and visit our site every day. And there's lots of visitors.
That's a real tough commute from the coffee pot to the kitchen table. Let me tell you.
So if someone wanted to submit their porch to you, how would they contact you guys?
Well, they could just go to frontporchideasandmore.com, or they can Google Front Porch Ideas, and we come up number one in Google. And when you get to our homepage, up on the very top bar, there's a spot that says Share Photos. So they could, submit photos there. Or if you go to our footer on our page at the bottom, you can contact us if you want to just say hello or ask us a question or anything. And we're always happy to get back with people.
Because we have about 6 minutes left, and I really want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with you and follow up with you guys.
Well, and actually, right now on our homepage, we have a picture of a beautiful snowy porch that was submitted from a gal who has a blog, Old Road Primitives, Kim. And above that, we've got a place where it says Share Your Holiday Porch Pictures. So right now, we just would love it if any of the people listening are decorating their porch for Christmas or Hanukkah or the winter, and show us what you're doing with your porch. And, people sometimes think you have to be Martha Stewart, but our site, we have ideas from just a zero, almost a zero budget to the moon. So we love all.
Well, next weekend I'm going to be submitting my house to you guys.
We would love that.
Great.
We really would, and it will get to be seen by a lot of people who come to visit.
That's my job tomorrow, is to get the Christmas lights up for the for my front porch.
Good.
Very good.
But our site's really easy to get to. Like Mary said, it's just Front Porch Ideas. You can just Google that or put that in Yahoo search engine. We'll come up number one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest way to do it. Or you can go to Front Porch Ideas and More, which is a little longer. But type that in. Either one will get you there. for that, and we just love hearing from people. And we also like to know places, like you just mentioned about in New York to come for porches, but people have other places they know of, their hometowns, they have beautiful porches. We always like those ideas because we start planning our trips, and then we take our site on the road.
We come to visit.
come and look you up. So.
No, and I hope you guys come up here to New England soon. I'd be glad to show you some of my favorite porches.
Well, that'd be great.
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
And we love to hear from people, not just about how they decorated, but also, you know, how they designed their porch. Or we had one gal who's, in fact, she's from New England, who submitted some very detailed pictures and instructions on how she put a vinyl beadboard ceiling on her porch.
Oh, wow.
Just gorgeous. When you upload pictures, you can upload four at a time, so we can see different views, or we can see close-ups, you know, different things on the porch.
So you can really see how the construction goes.
Yeah, and on that, when you submit a picture on our site, Mary mentioned this earlier, I think, it creates a web page out there, your own web page for it. So, I mean, it'll be on its own web page on our site, but then you can share that with your friends and family.
People can comment.
And then comment on it.
They can make comments about, you know, your pictures and your ideas. So it's a very interactive way also to share your porch with us.
Oh, exactly, especially with all the social media out there today.
Yeah, and we want to say that we so much appreciate that you called us, Scott, to talk about porches today, and we really, really appreciate the people who visit our site. We get thousands of visitors every day from all over the United States, all over the world, actually. And like we said, our number one place that we have the most concentration is in New York City, believe it or not.
That's just like, you know, because you guys have such an amazing website, that's why I contacted you and said, you know, like, hey, listen, these are people that my listeners would want to hear from.
Well, if there's anyone out there that is trying to sell their home and they've tried and tried and they do have a porch, or even if you don't have a porch, but everybody has a front door.
Yeah.
There's so much you can do to make your front door look pretty just by painting it or, you know, hanging something nice from it. But, you know, just give your house a little personality on the front, and I think you'll be surprised at how many more people will, you know, take a look at it or imagine themselves living there.
As my grandmother said, you only have one chance to make a first impression.
Well, that's true. That's very true. And the porch and the front yard landscaping is really the first impression that you get of a home. So.
And for me, life on the porch is something that is it's a family experience, it's a friend experience, and it's also a neighborhood experience.
Yeah, we're absolutely true, and people are so busy, busier than ever been, I think, but just so busy. It just 5 minutes on the porch can do wonders.
Yeah,
sit there and watch the world go by for 5 minutes.
Just, you know, it just relaxes you, it could enrage you too, but it relaxes me, and you know, it's just one of those things that. It's one of those things that just, you know, it relaxes me and just, it gives me, you know, a little bit of time to collect myself.
On our website right now, we have some nice ideas for gifts for this season for porch lovers. And we have a collection of porch books and porch calendars. You know, if people are looking for gift ideas, we have lots of them.
I think we have about 30 or 60 seconds left. Can you give your website again, just to make sure everyone gets it?
Okay, our website is frontporchideasandmore.com, or you can Google us by just Googling Front Porch Ideas.
I think we have about 10 seconds left. I just wanted to thank you both for so much, Mary and Dave, just for, you know, making this a great show.
Well, all right, thank you.
You're most
Scott.
Welcome,
appreciate
Scott.
It.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate
I'll
it.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.